أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, this morning when we made mention with regard to Qurbani and with regard to sacrifice and Udhiyah, we had made mention that each and every Islamic deed has a particular background, has a lineage, and if the deed that we are imitating, if it links up with that particular deed, or it links up with that particular lineage, then the deed that we are performing today would become full of worthy, full of value. But the more we go away from that particular lineage, or if our deed today is not linked up with that deed, then it will lose its value. And we had given the example of an educational establishment. Any educational establishment, it links itself up from the Islamic perspective to the madrasa of Suffa, which was established by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now if ever our educational establishment today links up and is in accordance and with the same lineage of the Ashab Suffa, that educational establishment would be one of full of value and full of worth. But if we go away from that, there is no linkage between our educational establishment and that of Ashab Suffa, then our educational establishment, no matter how good it seems outwardly, it would lose its value. Similarly with regard to Qurbani. Now if we are making Qurbani today, we have to link it up that our sacrifice and should be in the spirit, in the way, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shown in that supreme incident by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. I had then of course concluded by saying that Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi had said that Qurbani literally means sacrifice. Sacrifice, and that is what Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily our salat and our sacrifice, our living and dying is solely for the sake of Allah. After saying that, Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi say that there are three types of sacrifices that are required by present day Muslims. And when he makes mention of these three sacrifices, he says that we have excellent examples in our history for that type of sacrifice. I will just very briefly run through that incident and see what type of sacrifice is required by present-day Muslims as envisaged by Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, probably one of the greatest thinkers in the last century of the Muslim Ummah. He makes mention that one is the incident of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest Muslim commanders. In fact, not only in Islamic, but perhaps the greatest in human history. He is a leader of the army. He becomes so expert in this particular field. He is such an expert that when the opposing army come to know that Khalid bin Walid is leading the Muslim army and force, already half they become demoralized. That it is as if we have lost this particular battle. Such a great expert. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, the Khalifa, he starts feeling something. That every time the Muslims under Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu gain victory, people say that they've gained victory because of Khalid bin Walid. He wants to change this perception that Islam gains victory, not an individual. So even if Khalid is there or not, Islam will continue gaining victory as long as we are committed to our purpose and sincere in our work. He sends a person on the eve of one of the most decisive battles in the history of Islam, the Battle of Yarmouk. The messenger comes from Medina Munawwara, calls the whole Muslim army, removes Khalid bin Walid from his post, and appoints Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala as the next Muslim commander. After this is done in public view in front of everyone, when after it is finished, people go to Khalid, said, how did Umar do such a thing to you? If we were in your position, perhaps you would not even continue fighting. I mean, this is the way he demeaned and demoralized you. How can you continue fighting? And we have to listen to the answer of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And that, according to Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, represents the first type of sacrifice required by present-day Muslims. He says that if I am fighting for Umar, I would have stopped fighting. If I am fighting for Umar, I would have stopped fighting, definitely. But I am fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether Hazrat Umar has kept me as a leader of the Muslim army or not, I will continue fighting. That is a type of sincerity which is required by all Muslims today for them to become successful the way the Sahaba was successful. The second type of sacrifice is that Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, as I've said, we can just look at his vision, the way he identifies the cause of the Muslim problem today. He says the second type of sacrifice that is required has been, example of this has been given to us by Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, the grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we are aware, if anyone knows Islamic history, after the passing away of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are two opposing forces and a conflict in the Muslim Ummah. One represented by Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One represented by the Ahl Bayt, the family of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that particular juncture, it was by Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we look at the facts, it is emotions are with him because he is a grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greater force and army is with him. History is on his side. But he makes an amazing decision. He makes the decision of making sulah with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To make peace with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he foregoes whatever right he might have for the sake of becoming the Khalifa of the Muslims. And he said, I am not prepared to take this. I am prepared to forego my right in favor of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now just imagine that sacrifice of his. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four casted during his lifetime. And once he pointed to Hazrat Hassan, that this grandson of mine is going to be a leader. And through him, Allah would bring about reconciliation and peace between two great Muslim forces. And to between two great Muslim masses of people. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forecasted it. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala gives an example of this. That he foregoes whatever right he might have had. And what is interesting that Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to even Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala's army. That two great forces of Muslims, the Shia say that they are not Muslims. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that no, he will bring and be the means of reconciliation between two great Muslim forces. And this is another sacrifice that is required from us. For the sake of the Ummah, we've got to put forward the interests of the Ummah even before our own personal interests, even before the interests of any organization of ours, even before the interests of any other thing. The first thing that comes and sacrifice is required. Put the interest of the Ummah and the Millet before all other interests. This is what we learn from Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was sacrificed. And the third sacrifice of which I will conclude today's talk is the sacrifice that was given to us by Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh is born in a family in which there are only leaders and rulers. All four sides of him is only leaders and rulers. He born up in the lap of luxury. But when the responsibility of imarat, of leadership is placed upon him, he makes a sacrifice to completely transform his life. And that sacrifice was such a great sacrifice, he called his children and he called his wife and said, that we were in luxury, we were in complete comfort. Now that Khilafat has come upon us, now I am going to change my life completely. I am not going to take anything from the Baytul Mal. I am going to transform my life. And if you are prepared to live with me in those particular circumstances, I will continue living with you. If you feel that you can't live in those particular circumstances, I am prepared to give you a divorce. She says, no matter what sacrifices we have to undergo, I would in reality continue living with you. He says that be prepared for sacrifices. Then Umar bin Abdul Aziz, born in the lap of luxury and comfort, but after becoming the Khalifa, transformed his entire life. To the extent that he is so cautious that once a person is speaking to him and came to speak to him with regard to the matters of the state, he's a Khalifa. He's got a lamp. After some while, after the conversation completes, the person starts asking him about his family matters, about his personal matters. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh puts off this lamp and then calls for his personal lamp and lights that and says that you are talking to me about the state matters. I was entitled to use the lamp of the state. But since you started talking to me about personal matters, I am no more entitled to use the lamp of the state. Therefore, I have called for my personal lamp. This is what. Once certain people came from Iraq to come to the Khalifa. And when they come to the Khalifa, they would like to have their needs fulfilled. They are women. They come to the wife of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, then when they come in, they see a person. You know, a person who is coming out in and out of the house. So they ask the wife that, who is the slave of yours who comes in and out of the house without, you know, without proper etiquette? And how is it that he's just allowing, he comes into the house and he looks like a slave? So the wife of Umar bin Abdul Aziz tells them that, that is not my slave. That is Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. And that is how the sacrifice he made on complete transformation of his life. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, when he talks about Qurbani and sacrifice, has in his vision made mention of these three incidents, and I found it to be most appropriate to talk upon when we are making sacrifice. And he said these three types of sacrifices are required by present day Muslims. One is the sincerity showed by Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. One was the sacrifice of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, putting the ummah first before all other interests. And thirdly was the sacrifice of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, which called and brought about a complete transformation in his life. And verily, if we want transformation in our lives, it also requires sometimes a sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.